There are reports that the first phase of stabilizing the costs for these buildings is at $350,000. In your mind, how accurate is that reported statement?
I don't think that's an accurate report. However, I don't have the reports that were talked about. I just had a diagram showing the buildings and what needs to be taken down and what needs to be stabilized. When I talked to my engineers and design engineers about it, they talked about it was into the millions. The figure came up of $350,000 from, I'm not sure exactly where that came from. It sounds pretty low.
They're saying this is going to be in phases, and how much will be done in phases? How many phases could it be, and how much could the total cost be?
Right. I mean, I don't know about phases. The first phase would be you have to come up with a safe way of doing any stabilization on these buildings without endangering anybody's life. And then you have to address also the contamination hazards that are in those buildings since they were historically foundries and machine shops. So I'm not sure when they talk about phases, even what they're talking about, and I'd love to comment on it, but I haven't seen any paperwork regarding phases. The city just asked me for a stabilization plan, and we gave them a demolition plan. Per their own regulations in the city code, that because the building was burned basically to less than 50% of its value, and it's like a total loss pretty much. And then since that happened, now, you know, we have to demolish the building. That's in the code.
Okay. I was going to say, how likely could this be stabilized?
I mean, anything could be done if they spent millions of dollars on it, I guess. But, I mean, you can see when you even look at the structure that, like, under the windows where there's no weight holding the bricks, I mean, the bricks just fell out, which means the entire structure, the mortar, is basically disintegrated on all those structures, and that's because they're over 150 years old and were never maintained. So, I mean, other than they talk about a reconstruction anyway, not a preservation, so, I mean, really, you can stabilize the buildings, but all in all, they would have to be taken down and rebuilt.
So, in your mind, there's no way that can be stabilized and repaired?
No, I mean, I know the buildings better than the architect that looked at them, and he was looking at the outside of the buildings. At one point, he might have went into the inside of the buildings, but, you know, I've owned them for quite a few years, and I pretty much know every square inch of those buildings.
What would you have to say to the city about the possibility of stabilizing, the cost of stabilizing? Is there too much money the city would be committing to that?
I would say to the city, why are you spending more of the taxpayers' money when, you know, we're ready to take this building down, clean the property up, and then put a magnificent project in its place and not a parking lot? That's all I'd ask them.